It meant she was going to say something, very quietly, which was going to upset him.
"Yes," he said sharply.
"Do we really need to keep on doing this?" she said.
"Well, of course, no," said Morris. "I don't have to be here at all. I'm a cat, right? A cat with my talents? Ha! I could have got myself a really cushy job with a conjurer, or a ventriloquist, maybe. There's no end to the things I could be doing, right? Because people like cats. But owing to being incredibly, you know, stupid and kind-hearted, I decided to help a bunch of rodents who are, let's be frank here, not exactly number one favourites with humans. Now, some of you," and here he cast a yellow eye towards Dangerous Beans, "have some idea of going to some island somewhere and starting up a kind of rat civilization of your very own, which I think is very, you know, admirable. But for that you need... what did I tell you that you need?"
"Money, Morris," said Dangerous Beans, "but..."
"Money, that's right. 'Cause what can you get with money?" He looked around the rats. "It begins with a B," he prompted.
"Boats, Morris, but...
and then there's all the tools you'll need, and food, of course."
"There's coconuts,"
said the stupid-looking kid, who was polishing his flute.
"Oh, did someone speak?" said Morris.
"What do you know about it, kid?"
"You get coconuts," said the kid, "on desert islands. A man selling them told me."
"How?" said Morris. He wasn't too sure about coconuts.
"I don't know. You just get them."
"Oh, I suppose they grow on trees, do they?" said Morris sarcastically. "Sheesh, I just don't know what you lot would do without..."
"Anyone?" he glared at the group.
"Begins with an M?"
"You, Morris," said Dangerous Beans.
"But you see, what we think is really..."
"Yes," said Morris.
"Ahem,"
said Peaches. Morris groaned.
"What Dangerous Beans means," said the female rat, "is that all this stealing grains and cheese and gnawing holes in walls is, well," she looked up into Morris's yellow eyes, "is not morally right."
"But it's what rats do," said Morris.
"But we feel we shouldn't," said Dangerous Beans. "We should be making our own way in the world."
"Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear," said Morris, shaking his head. "Ho for the island, eh? The kingdom of the rats. Not that I'm laughing at your dream," he added hastily. "Everyone needs their little dreams."
Morris truly believed that, too. If you knew what it was that people really, really wanted, you very nearly controlled them. Sometimes he wondered what the stupid-looking kid really, really wanted. Nothing, as far as Morris could tell, but to be allowed to play his flute and be left alone. But, well, it was like that thing with the coconuts. Every so often the kid would come out with something that suggested he'd been listening all along. People like that are hard to steer. But cats are good at steering people. A meow here, a purr there, a little gentle pressure with a claw. And Morris had never had to think about it before. Cats didn't have to think. They just had to know what they wanted. Humans had to do the thinking. That's what they were for. Morris thought about the good old days before his brain had started whizzing like a firework. He'd turn up at the door of the university kitchens and look sweet, and then the cooks would try to work out what he wanted. It was amazing. They'd say things like, "Does you want a bowl of milk, den? Does you want a biscuit? Does you want these nice scraps, den?" And all Morris would have to do was wait patiently until they got to a sound he recognised, like turkey legs or minced lamb. But he was sure he'd never eaten anything magical. There was no such thing as enchanted chicken giblets, were there? It was the rats who'd eaten the magical stuff. The dump they called home, and also called lunch, was round the back of the university. And it was a university for wizards, after all. The old Morris hadn't paid much attention to people who weren't holding bowls, but he was aware that the big men in pointy hats made strange things happen. And now he knew what happened to the stuff they used, too. It got tossed over the wall when they'd finished with it, all the old worn-out spell-books and the stubs of the dribbly candles and the remains of the green bubbly stuff in the cauldrons all ended up on the big dump, along with the tin...